What's up? I'm so glad you decided to tune into this episode of Entertainology. First and foremost, welcome. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome back. After a short hiatus to get readjusted for school, Entertainology is back. I thought, what better way to make a comeback than recapping a major entertainment event like an awards show? The 74th Primetime Emmy Awards were held on September 12, 2022 at the Microsoft Theater, exactly 6 months after this year's Tony Awards. If you want to hear more about the Tony Awards, check out my episode recapping that show. If you're unfamiliar with the Emmy Awards, there are awards pertaining specifically to television. I like to explain the Emmys to newbies as the TV show version of the Oscars. Don't let that description deceive you, because the Emmys is its own amazing and extremely high-level production. The Emmys were established by the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, ATAS. To this day, ATAS presents the awards along with its national and international counterparts, NATS and IATS, respectively. Now that the original history is out of the way, let's talk about this history-making production. This year was the 74th year of these awards, and the host was just as spectacular, Kenan Thompson. The comedian is best known as the longest-tenured cast member in SNL history. One of the most spectacular aspects of any award show is the red carpet fashion. In traditional Entertainology fashion, I'd like to highlight a couple of my favorite outfits from the event. Starting off strong with Amanda Seyfried, she looks sparkly and spectacular while keeping it fun and classy. She wore Armani Privé. Next, we have Zendaya. She's one of my absolute favorites. When does she not kill in the world of fashion or acting or anything she tries? She stunned in a black Valentino ball gown and accessorized with Bulgari jewelry. Rosario Dawson. Her sheer blush gown with a corset top was classy but fun with a ruffled neckline. Caitlin Menner. Her classy emerald green gown also sported a ruffled neckline and was previously worn by Princess Kate Middleton. Steve Martin and Martin Short. I coupled these two together because they're such an iconic comedic duo, and they looked dapper in their dark but simple suits. Sebastian Stan. It's no news that the man can pull off almost anything, but a black suit with no tie? Amazing. Issa Rae. Her seemingly simple black and white number features thin straps and a cutout below the chest, and still radiates class and elegance. Angela Bassett. Her gorgeous yellow gown mixes sparkles and shine. Dolce & Gabbana really crushed the game. Sydney Sweeney. Her floral gown is reminiscent of the pattern of Mia Thermopolis' final dress in The Princess Diaries. If it reminds you of Anne Hathaway, it can't possibly be a bad thing. Trevor Noah. Three words, dapper and handsome. John Legend. One of the very few men that could effectively pull off a creamy Gucci suit. Jake Lacy. Simple, but effective. The actor wore a handsome suit by Dior Men. Jean Smart. Fabulous, that's all I have to say. And Quinta Brunson. Her copper Dolce & Gabbana gown was stunning and radiated class with a bit of sparkle. Of course, it wouldn't be an Emmys recap without talking about who actually won the awards, and of course, the amazing nominees. The nominees for Outstanding Drama Series were Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Succession, and Yellowjackets. The winner of this category was Succession. The nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series were Abbott Elementary, Barry, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and What We Do in the Shadows. The winner of this category was Ted Lasso, starring Jason Sudeikis. The nominees for Outstanding Limited Series were Dopesick, The Dropout, Inventing Anna, Pam and Tommy, and The White Lotus. The winner was The White Lotus. For the category of Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, the nominees were Brian Cox from Succession, Lee Jung-jae from Squid Game, Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, Adam Scott from Severance, and Jeremy Strong from Succession. The winner of this category was Lee Jung-jae from Squid Game. For Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series, our nominees were Jodie Comer from Killing Eve, Laura Linney from Ozark, Melanie Lynskey from Yellow Jackets, Sandra Oh, also from Killing Eve, Reese Witherspoon from The Morning Show, and Zendaya from Euphoria. The winner of this category was Zendaya. For Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, the nominees were Nicholas Braun from Succession, Billy Crudup from The Morning Show, Kieran Culkin from Succession, Park Hae-soo from Squid Game, Matthew McFadden from Succession, John Turturro from Severance, Christopher Walken from Severance, and Oh Young-soo from Squid Game. The winner of this category was Matthew McFadden from Succession, who I know best from Pride and Prejudice. Had to be mentioned. For the category of Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series, the nominees were Patricia Arquette from Severance, Julia Garner from Ozark, Jung Ho-yeon from Squid Game, Christina Ricci from Yellow Jackets, Ree Seahorn from Better Call Saul, J. Smith Cameron from Succession, Sarah Snook from Succession, and Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria. The winner was Julia Garner from Ozark. For Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, the nominees were Donald Glover from Atlanta, Bill Hader in Barry, Nicholas Holt in The Great, Steve Martin from Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short from Only Murders in the Building, and Jason Sudeikis from Ted Lasso. The winner was Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. For Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, the nominees were Rachel Brosnahan in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary, Kaylee Cuoco from The Flight Attendant, Elle Fanning from The Great, Issa Rae from Insecure, and Jean Smart from Hacks. The winner was Jean Smart from Hacks. For Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, the nominees were Anthony Carrigan from Barry, Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, Toheeb Jamal from Ted Lasso, Nick Mohammed from Ted Lasso, Tony Shalhoub from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary, Henry Winkler from Barry, and Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live. The winner, Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso. For Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, the nominees were Alex Borstein from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Hannah Einbinder from Hacks, Janelle James from Abbott Elementary, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, Sarah Niles from Ted Lasso, Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary, Juno Temple from Ted Lasso, and Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso. The winner, Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary. For Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie, the nominees were Colin Firth in The Staircase, Andrew Garfield Under the Banner of Heaven, Oscar Isaac in Scenes from a Marriage, Michael Keaton from Dopesick, Himesh Patel from Station 11, and Sebastian Stan from Pam and Tommy. The winner was Michael Keaton in Dopesick. For Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited Series or TV Movie, the nominees were Toni Collette from The Staircase, Julia Garner in Inventing Anna, Lily James from Pam and Tommy, Sarah Paulson from Impeachment, American Crime Story, Margaret Qualley from Maid, and Amanda Seyfried, The Dropout. The winner was Miss Amanda Seyfried. Of course, many of us know her best as Sophie from Mamma Mia. For Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie, the nominees were Murray Bartlett from The White Lotus, Jake Lacy from The White Lotus, Will Poulter in Dopesick, Seth Rogen in Pam and Tommy, Peter Sarsgaard from Dopesick, Michael Stuhlbarg from Dopesick, and Steve Zahn from The White Lotus. And the winner was Murray Bartlett from The White Lotus. For Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or TV Movie, the nominees were Connie Britton from The White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge from The White Lotus, Alexandra Daddario from The White Lotus, Caitlin Dever from Dopesick, Natasha Rothwell from The White Lotus, Sydney Sweeney from The White Lotus, and Mare Winningham from Dopesick. So it was really The White Lotus competing against Dopesick, and the winner was Jennifer Coolidge from The White Lotus. For Outstanding Reality Competition Series, the nominees were The Amazing Race, Top Chef, RuPaul's Drag Race, The Voice, Nailed It, and Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls. The winner was Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls. In fact, Lizzo's acceptance speech went viral for really appreciating what it did for her and validating her own success to herself. For Outstanding Variety Talk Series, the nominees were Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Seth Meyers, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. The winner was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And finally, for Outstanding Variety Sketch Series, our two nominees were A Black Lady Sketch Show and Saturday Night Live. The winner was Saturday Night Live. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram and Twitter. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off.